Well, Jay's been, you know, littered with injuries, really, and that's really curtailed what looked, you know, he was playing for England, and you know, he looked a top player. He's got through a pre-season, which has been fantastic. We need to keep him fit. He's a goal scorer, you know, he's got good feet, he's very, very athletic, but he's got a great eye for goals, and we're hoping and praying that he will give us that competition that we need.
So you essentially see him playing what, off Rondon ideally?
Well, he can play up front, he can play off any of those four positions. He can play as a 10, a 7, 11, or he can play up front as a 9 as well. And I think he's enjoyed all of it. If you speak to him, he's enjoyed all the positions. As long as he's playing, I think Jay's one of them. He just enjoys it. He just wants to be out there playing football.
And Nagazi at the back?
Yeah, he's done smashing. You know, obviously it's his debut tomorrow and he'll find out all about Premier League football. And we hope it's a good start for him. Yeah, he's been welcomed into the group. His English is not bad. I think he's been amazed at how quickly he's settled, and that's a great compliment to the rest of the players and to the people around at this football club who, you know, you come in, you see what the place is like. It's got a good feel about the club, and you know, that we've got to try and maintain that.
You lost your captain, obviously, Darren Fletcher to Stoke, but you've made Johnny Evans his successor. That was always likely to be on the cards, wasn't it?
Yeah, disappointed obviously that Fletcher's gone. He's great captain, and not just a great player for us, he was a great captain. But Johnny's puffed his chest out when I gave him the job, and he's been very good. I think if you speak to the players, he's really taken it on board. He's really stood up to what we need. And as I said to him, you know, it's not now just being a captain on the pitch. You've got to be a captain off the pitch, and that counts for every day that we train. Never mind every day that we play games, but every day that we train, you have to make sure that you're on top of things. And if there's things that he sees that he doesn't like, or he thinks he has to, you know, has to curtail, then I'm in the dressing room waiting for him. I'm in my office waiting for him to come in and talk about it. Fletch did it, and did it as good as any captain I'd ever had. And, you know, I can see Johnny doing the same.
I wanted to ask you about Nasser Chadli as well. Obviously, a lot of interest from Swansea with Gylfi Sigurdsson probably moving on, and he didn't go to Austria. Just tell us the whys and wherefores of all of that.
Nasser's, you know, and it's the same with, I think, Johnny the year before. Johnny didn't come to Austria. He'd played the games and felt really worn out. And I think Nasser was a little bit the same, playing for Belgium those two games late on in the close season. So we understood the fact that he needed that little bit more rest. As you know, the Swansea situation is, you know, that's got to be done between the two clubs. We don't want to lose our best players. And, you know, that's, I think, what John has told Swansea. So we'll see how that develops.
But a line's been drawn under the situation with Nasser.
No problems with that. He's been out training. He's trained well this week. He's a little bit short of the fitness that he would want. I think he'd be the first one to say that. But, he'll be involved tomorrow.
Okay, so it's watch this space where Swansea's concerned. With Gary Megson obviously coming back to the club as well, somebody that's still revered by most of the fans here. I know you've lost Dave Kemp, but was that important to bring somebody here who understood the way the club operates as well, bring back to the club?
Well, Kemp, he was fantastic. He was, you know, the 15 years I had with Dave, he was a wonderful lieutenant, and very, very forthright when it was right to be forthright, and very supportive when it was right to be supportive. You know, Dave had it off to a tee, and you know, I could trust him implicitly with anything. And I like experience. You know, I'm not one of those people who, you know, shun away from experience because they're threatened by it, or quality. Dave was a real top quality man. And Gary's the same. You know, I've got great respect for Meggy. I've known him a long time. I can remember him as a little, you know, schoolboy running around Bristol Rovers when his dad was manager there. So, we go back a long time. And I think his experience, you know, of the club, his experience of being a manager over a long period of time, he's had a long break. I think he'd be the first one to hold his hands up to that. But I expect him to, you know, to be a great help for us as a manager and us as a football club, because it's about the football club that, you know, we're all concerned of.
And just finally, a thought on Bournemouth. Eddie Howe, obviously you know very well. They've recruited Jermaine Defoe, amongst others, during the summer. What do you think of that as an opener to the season?
Well, they've taken Aki and Begovic as well. I had Asmir. Asmir's a fantastic goalkeeper. Wonderful, wonderful goalkeeper. So he's done his business nice and early. You know, bringing Defoe in with those two has certainly strengthened them. It'll be a tough game tomorrow. You know, we're not where we'd like to be. But then that's West Brom, and you know, you have to we have to accept that. But you know, fingers crossed, the lads who were picked will go out there and give it their best. And you know, it's a home game, first game of the season, and you know, we're almost close to a sellout. Yeah, I can't wait to get going again.